love salvia?
I did then.
You love salvia, bro?
It was great for me. It was great, but fucking scary at the same time. All right,
so that's what I was about to say.
It was so scary, bro. All
right, how? Tell me. Tell me your story. I'm going to tell you my shit. Tell me your story. I'm going to tell you my shit. All right,
let me piss. All right. Let me
piss.
How's life, Nora?
Life is not that bad.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome back now. Season 3, episode 10. That's the finale. You know, I apologize for the wait. You know, got a lot of other things going on, a lot of personal things, and a lot of other things in the work as well. So, I apologize for the wait, but, you know, better late than never, you know. We back, man. You know, we back. You know, in times like this, I like to think about and you know, especially when it comes to finale, because you know, I think about God. I've thought about this episode a lot, and I didn't really know what I was gonna do for this episode, you know, because of the fact that I've been planning on season 4 for a while, because that's the big step that I wanted to make for the longest. When it comes to the direction of the podcast, I've been putting a lot of eggs in that basket, but I've been giving a lot of thought to this episode, and it's forced me to kind of go down the whole memory lane of the whole podcast, starting out as the social panel, and you know, just a conversation around what I was going through, and you know, just the thoughts that I have on certain days and about certain things, and then I feel season 2 is just a beautiful mess, I like to call it, because that was just me, I don't know, I guess it's rambling, man, just going through it, and it's, you know, it's just one of those things that I've learned that it's, you know, throughout this journey, I've learned that it's harder to do a podcast when you're by yourself. You know, I watch a lot of podcasts. One of my favorite podcasts is Shits and is Shits and Gigs. I watch them on Spotify. You can hear them on Spotify, YouTube, whatever. But you know, those are great guys, and it's two of them. You know, if you think about everybody else, like $1 Million Worth of Game, or even academics has somebody else. You know, I'm not Twitch ranting, but maybe I should sometimes, you know. But get on my Twitch rant. But but nah, man, it's just I think about where it's gone, you know, where it's come from to what it is now. You know, life's not that bad. I remember the energy I had around the podcast when I switched the title to Life's Not That Bad, you know, and it still holds up today, I believe, you know. I like to try to kind of reiterate and drill in that, you know, life is indeed not that bad. You will go through things. Sometimes it feels like daily, you know. I can't tell you guys how many conversations I have, like, you know, my close friends, or I just catch up with people, you know, that I just randomly message on Facebook and just be like, you know, what's going on? How you doing? You know, and everybody, you'd be surprised at the similarities in everybody's story, where it's just like, man, it's, you know, I'm doing this, but it just feels like I'm constantly getting stepped on, you know, and it always feels like there's a weight being, you know, being holding me back, shall I say. And, you know, they give me, you know, various reasons and stuff, and all of them be, like, legitimate, making sense, you know. Nobody's really making real excuses like that, you know, for the most part. But you really go through things in life, and it really feels like, you know, you can't see an end to what you're going through in that moment. And in those moments when I'm talking to these individuals, I'm just kind of glad that they share that with me, because I feel like a somewhat of a responsibility to change perspectives in those moments. You know, I feel like knowing what I know is It's my duty to kind of encourage people to think differently than what they're thinking in hopes that it helps them overcome what they're going through in that moment. And so I always like to change perspectives and tell people, hey, life is not that bad. Trust me. At the moment, you're not going to understand, or you may not see the ending to what you're going through. So it seems like, you know, this can be your, you know, this is your ending, your demise. But keep pushing, keep stepping, keep pushing forward. You will move through it. You would just, as long as you keep going, you will get through it. You know, life is not that bad, you know. And it's life made of moments. You know, you got to make the most of everything that you're given. And it's, of course, it's easier said than done. It's of course, you know. And I'd be lying to y'all if I said that, you know, just me being human, that it's, you know, that I'm always taking my advice. Like, I'd be lying to you if I said that. Like, I don't always take my advice. No, it sucks. But in those moments when I'm not taking my advice, I acknowledge that I'm not taking my advice. I'd be like, man, life's not that bad, bro. You know that shit. So, you know, even though I talk to you guys, don't think I talk to you guys from a perspective or a stance of me having it all figured out, because as you've heard from seasons 1, 2, 3, I don't have shit figured out, man. And I'm just glad that you guys listen throughout the process, and you know, and that's all it really is. It's just a process. You know, this is something that I have in the books. It's just something that helped me, you know, as you listen, if you listen, you just kind of hear me grow, hear me develop, hear me, you know, just hear me become a better person, hear me evolve, really, you know. And I hope to do the same for everything that y'all got going on. You know, I do remember there was a time where I was giving shout outs to everything that everybody was doing. And even though I don't do that nearly as much anymore, I do want y'all to know I still watch from afar, and I'm still, you know, it's still love in this corner, bro. Like, I'm still rooting for you guys. I definitely am. I'm still rooting for you guys. God, there's so much I want to say, but it's so much I don't feel like I should say. So I will say this as well. I did mention earlier that I'm doing this gaming thing, and I do want to reiterate that that is still coming. You know what I'm saying? We still got that coming out. So look out for the Twitch. Look out for the YouTube channel. I got a couple of other individuals that I'm going to be streaming and gaming with. And as they kind of get everything set up, and once they're kind of solidified and set up and everything, that's when we'll go ahead and fully launch and I introduce them guys, and we can go ahead and get the ball rolling with that as well. You know, for the most part, we'll be playing a lot of tactical shooter games, a lot of random indie games. Indie meaning, you know, not those AAA games from like Activision, but just like those, you know, those smaller developers, like those, you know, those. Y'all know what I mean, man. Don't play with me like that. You know, I ain't good at this stuff. But I'll be playing a lot of indie games. I got a couple of horror games I'm gonna play, and let me give you a warning now, bro. I am the biggest bitch when it comes to horror games, and I can watch scary movies all day. I don't like those little slasher thriller movies like Halloween and like Jason and stuff like that. I mean, I'll watch them, but like those aren't scary to me. Those are just pure entertainment. If you're asking me, you know what I'm saying? If you're asking me. But as far as like paranormal and shit like that, that's the scary shit I like to watch. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to gaming though, it's a whole different dynamic, because it's just, you know, now you're controlling the narrative in a sense. And so it's just a lot more personal, I feel. And it's terrifying, dog. And so I feel like it's going to be entertaining content, because, you know, you are going to see the bitch. And I mean the bitch come out of me in these games, bro. And I'm not ashamed to let that show. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no bitch in me. I would, you know, anybody that want to challenge otherwise, please run the fade. You know what I'm saying? I ain't, you know, ain't no pussy in my blood. Like, I ain't got to worry about that. So with that, I have no problems showing y'all that vulnerable side to me. And trust when I say it will be entertaining. It will be entertaining. So be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for that as well. That's definitely coming. What else I got for y'all, man? What else I got for y'all? Oh, man. I don't know. I got a lot for you guys. If I sound funny, first, I want to address that as well. It's because I'm actually doing this in my room now. I'm not actually in my office. It's been like 95 degrees outside all week. And it's been hot as hell. And I was just like, bro, I'm not going to sit in my office and turn the AC on because, my office AC is loud, right? So it ain't going to sound too good on mic. And so I decided to just stay in my room, and I'm honestly probably going to hear the consequences of that as well, because my family has no respect to quiet time. No respect. Unless, Tiffany has a meeting. If Tiffany has a meeting, everything is all quiet for a meeting. When she ain't in her meeting and I'm recording, or I'm streaming or doing something like this, you're going to hear the kids, you're going to hear her yelling, you're going to hear noises and just all kinds of ruckus in the background. That's just how I'm living, life of all women. It's just the way it is, it is the way it is. I just sit in the crack and just exist. I feel like the dad in Stranger Things. Oh, what's his name, brother? Just sitting there on the lazy boy reading the newspaper. Oh, I'm just fucking with you. But I just finished that show too. And that's decent. Show is decent, bro. That's all I'm gonna say about that. Decent. Good watch. I'm rambling, but I don't got much for you guys, man. I really don't. I know this is the finale, and I know I was like, yeah, I'm giving a lot of thought to it, but I just I can stretch this hour and make it go for a long time. Make it go for a long time. I sound stupid, so make it go for like an hour or some shit like that. I could, but I'm so ready for the next steps, man. I definitely want to talk to you guys and give y'all something. I'm just so ready for the next steps that I'm just kind of like, man. And I feel bad though. I don't want this episode to feel like a throwaway episode. Like, oh, I just wanted to give y'all something. Damn, I'm so conflicted. Oh man. Sorry. So as I was saying earlier, I'm in my room and I'm laying on my bed, so I'm laying on my back, and so my voice is just sounding all groggy and stuff, which is so unprofessional. So before y'all said it, just know I acknowledged it first. It's professional, I know. Alright? Sue me, bro. Alright? That's all I can say. Jeez. All right. I'll talk to y'all about some shit, man. So, I've been thinking about life lately a lot, right? My daughter just turned 10. And I mean 10, she like 10 going on like 22, right? She really thinks she's old. And it's it's such a weird thing, life, bro. Because it's like it's she old, bro. She 10, dog. 10 whole years. And she still motherfucking retarded, bro. She still fucking act like a goddamn 2-year-old. She still act like... No, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with you. But no, she is still fucking retarded, though, man. Don't think, like, just because I say she grown, she be doing her chores without being told. The little heifer always doing her own shit. She act like a teenager in regards. And she always sit on the couch on her phone, not doing shit. But I always want to go shopping. I always want to do all this other shit. But, oh, by the way, thank y'all for whoever, showed love to her little Cash App on her birthday. Y'all definitely had her feeling herself in that mall. She walking up and down that shit. She trying to spare her. What's funny, yo? She got all that money, right? She got over, like, I'm going to tell y'all. She got some shit, right? She got some money. And She walking up in that joint, and me and her mom were like, we thinking, she about to go off. But, like, it was funny because all of the things that she was, like, begging us for, not sharing her money to buy, she kept passing it up. And I kept looking at her, I was like, it's so funny how now that she got money, like, and this, you know, it's her money. She ain't trying to spend nothing. She acting real funny with the money. You know what I'm saying? She acting real funny with the junk. And I'm like, that's that. Nah. Like, you know, I'm in the background like, nah. Like, get this. Like, full price. Not on sale. Name brand. Get that shit. You know? Nah, she... I want to save it. She Amazon shopping. Getting little Roblox bucks. I don't know. I sound like an old nigga, but she be, well, no, she blowing my mind, man. They getting older, bro. Even my younger, they all just getting older, and it just blows my mind, because life is crazy. And I try to teach her certain things, man, you know? I don't know what conversations are too soon to have, but, I don't want to kill their outlook on life, but, like, you know, she invited all her friends was like, yeah, we gonna be there for your birthday, and one by one, they just start dropping off. Oh, we made plans. We did this. We didn't have plans. Or just not contacting at all. And I ain't like that so much. And you know, my daughter, she has a good spirit. You know, she didn't want to, like, let it beat her up. But I can tell she was just kind of like, what the fuck, man? And I ain't gonna lie. I got desperate, bro. I got to the point where I was telling them, like, yo, like, I'm paying for everything. Like, let them know I'm paying for everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, all I gotta do is show up. You feel what I'm saying? Hell, I'll drop off at home too. Like, try to make it as easy as possible. But I don't know, man. Nobody wanna chill with my baby, man. That's how I'm gonna take it. And I ain't really fuck with that, you know. She got all these friends and all these people be texting her, like, all throughout the night, her phone, all her little group chat friends. This, that, and the third. And it's not like kids be letting they birthdays surprise them, right? She was letting it known millions of times, all the time, to all the friends. This is what I'm doing on my birthday. Everybody's like, yes, I like fun, da 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 da. She's giving me updates, texting my phone. This is what we're doing, blah, 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 blah. This is who's coming, blah, blah, blah. And just slowly updates. So-and-so said they're not coming. So-and-so said they can't come. So-and-so's parents said no. So-and-so did this and this and this and this. I didn't like it. So we ended up just having a blast, me and her. And, of course, you know, the fam was there, but, like, you know, I took her. We went to go zip lining. Bro, for one, amazing experience. For two, amazing experience for her. Because, you know, for one, she had to conquer a lot of her fears, man. And then for two, she did something on a big scale that she loved to do. And I'm not going to say she found a new hobby, but she, once again, she's feeling herself. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. As a pops, I like all of that for her, because she deserves it, man. They all do. And, you know, even though I was sorry none of her friends can make it, I do appreciate a lot of y'all that was able to make it special by just donating a little something and giving you, you know, and just reaching out to her, those that could. And it was real special for her. It meant a lot to me. It really meant a lot to her mom. It really meant a lot to her. It got to the point where by the end of the day, she didn't feel it. We was able to make it so special, and you guys were able to make it so special. Where at the end, you know, we put the focus on all her, not even her friends, just on you. Like, it's your day to do what you want to do, eat what you want, buy what you want to buy, do what you want. And it was, you know, all that, all day that day, we followed her. You know, she pointed to the spots that we stopped. You know, we walk in the mall, and she's taking point, you know, and we just trailing behind her holding bags. And it was a cool little switch up, and I know she felt empowered. I know I ain't helping her, you know, helping this little wannabe little teenager she trying to be, but I ain't helping the cause, just being a pet that I am. But hey, she deserved it, man. She deserved it. And I just figured sometimes it made me just want to drill into her, like, true friends, right? Like, what are true friends? What are real friends? But I don't want to touch it. I don't want to touch that topic for it, because, you know, because of two reasons, you know. One thing is that people, there's too many differences in people and what definitions of friendships might be, types of friendships, And it's like every reason, you know, she's young. You know, she's young, and nothing means anything right now. So I just feel like she needs to go through the motions, live, learn, adjust. That's all she really can do, live, learn, and adjust. I just wish her the best. I just hope she don't let none of this, you know, stupid shit that she experiences, you know, kind of change her, in a sense. I'll give her a shitty outlook on life. That's what, you know, it's coming, but I don't know. I'm rambling, man. I get in thought when I think about the kids. And that's all I really think about, man. If I think about future, just think about them. Think about where we're going. That kind of thing. But I'm not going to make this episode too long. Because, like I said, I do got some special things in the works. But I just wanted to talk about, you know, her a little bit, because I just can't believe she's growing, man. Makes me feel old. I think about my life. I think about growing up. I think about the things that I regret, things I wish I did different. And I really do wish I did so much different, man. I tell y'all a lot about how, you know, I mentioned a lot about how I was raised, you know, what makes me the person I am now. I give a lot of praise to my stepdad, you know, for kind of helping me with, like, a lot of my anger. My mom, she was good at a lot. She was good at communicating, just making me feel like she was definitely what a mom was supposed to be. She was a protector, and I mean a real big protector, man. Almost too protective, but she was a protector, and you know, that was home. She made everything home. It doesn't matter where we were, she was able to make that shit home. My mom was real special that way. Well, my mom is that, though. I ain't gonna talk like she did, I'm sorry. But she is special that way. But I think about how I was raised and just the things I went through growing up. And I swear, man, I overcompensated a lot growing up. I was so fucking thick. I lied about everything. And I just wanted to be cool so bad. I wanted to be popular. I wanted to be that person. I wanted to be famous. I wanted to be everything. And it was I hate it. Trash. I don't think I became who I am until like my senior year. When I tell you I'm a late bloomer, bro, I was a scrub. You know, I wasn't the most popular nigga in high school. I'm popular at all. Like, at all, bro. I was a scrub, man. And I made a lot of decisions that, you know, that I feel like shot myself in the foot. And it's the reason why my friendships are the way they are today. The reason why, you know, just things are the way they are, you know, because of a lot of early situations. And it shouldn't be that way, but I feel like it is important to pay attention to your actions, especially like around your middle school and high school years, because, you know, if you let it, it will shape you. It will shape you. Don't get me wrong. Everybody, you know, you're in charge of your own life and you can change anything at any time. But back then, you know, I thought different. You know, I think different now, but I thought real different back then. And I just overcompensated and I lied and I did so much to try to make myself seem cool and hard, you know, in people's eyes. And with doing that, I put myself into a lot of situations. And then when it was time for me to be the person I was trying to be, I froze thinking about what my parents would think. And it cost me my best friend, my brother, my best friend. And I think about that, you know. And because of that, and I remember that that's the situation that kind of, that was a pivotal moment in my life that kind of changed the way my attitude was towards my friend. And made me cherish my friendships a little bit different, to the point where, you know, I ended up giving too much of myself to my friends. So I and I I do. You know, to this day, not so much. You know, I don't give. I don't. Well, actually, I do. I do overgive to my. I ain't gonna say overgive to my friends, but you know, anything that my friends ask for, they can have. You know what I'm saying? Because I love them. They're family to me. But to compensate for that, I have very few true friends. You know, to the point where, like, well, I get into that later. But I give you the situation, being that this is the finale and everything. You know, I go into a vulnerable state for y'all again. Didn't tell y'all the story. I'll even sit up for this, just so my audio's better. I'm also talking to you guys through my AirPods as well. So if it sounds different, that's why as well. Just to give you a heads up. But, you know, in high school, well, growing up, you know, I had a best friend. And, you know, we, like I said, every grade, you know what I'm saying? Well, most of our grades, bro, we had class together. You know, elementary, middle, all the way up into high school. You know, my man's been moved away a couple of times, always came back, and we just always tag up. It was just me and a homie every time. And it got to the point where, like, we were known in school. We were the duo. You know, people that are really close to me that know me already probably know who this individual is, but just for the sake of, you know, the podcast privacy and just where these individuals are now, I won't really speak on, you know, I won't say their names, but it was, you know, this man was, because he was my best friend. Everybody knew him to be with me. We just rode together, pack, wolf pack type shit, gang shit. And, wolf pack. So, you know, as you get older, as I got older, you know, you're exposed to a lot more. You're living a different lifestyle than you are when you were in elementary school. Elementary school, you know, this is my boy, he always had it, you know what I'm saying? Got more girls than me. But, you know, I got girls too, I got girls too, but, you know, he got more girls than me, bro. Funnier than I was, you know what I'm saying? I learned a lot from this cat, if you want to be honest with me. I studied this cat, to be honest with you, because, you know, he's so much better than me. He's the cool kid, bro, but he fucked with me, you know what I'm saying? And it was just cool, bro, to have somebody that was so popular and shit like that was so cool and shit, that fucked with me, bro, to the point where, like, even outside of school, he's kicking and he's chilling, you know what I'm saying? It was my boy. And of course, you know, as we got older, of course, you know, things change. You know, he moves away, comes back. You know, I'm a different person. You know, I've been through my own experiences and whatnot. And at this point, you know, I'm full poser. You know, if I'm just being honest with you guys, bro, I'm just full poser. And I'm just trying to be hard, trying to get the latest name brands. You know, I'm not rocking name brand shit. You know, we went to the flea market before school. Not because we was broke, just because that's where I knew I could get the most clothes, different colors that look like the real shit. I can get the closest to the drip that I needed to get. You know what I'm saying? And flea all the time, getting all the colors, nigga. Like, I was that nigga, bro. And, let me tell you how corny I was, bro. Let me tell you, just a side story here, bro. Let me just tell you how corny I was. And anybody that knew me in high school can probably attest to this, bro. And if you can, I really want you to, like, just send me a DM and just be like, bro, I heard your cat. I heard the pod, bro. I was in high school with you, and I do remember that. I do remember you doing this, bro. y'all remember back then, back in the early 2000s, bro, when, like, you know, niggas used to have the do-rags, and they used to have, like, the string, you know, like, the string to the do-rag, used to hang out the pocket and shit. You know, some niggas would do it for the gang shit, because, you know, the school wouldn't let you wear the bandanas and shit like that, but you always had your color, you always had your do-rag hanging out your pocket and shit like that, right? And you let the string hang or whatever. It was one time, bro. I don't know what the fuck possessed me, bro, to see how your boy owned hella do-rags, bro. Cause my pops was trying to give me that drip so much. Like, he's trying to help me, bro. And, you know, so he kept trying to give me the waves, bro. You know what I'm saying? I had to study, you know, the style wave 360 and shit. Like, I had all that shit to create. I kept trying to get me waves, but I wasn't disciplined enough to keep brushing my hair and keeping up with my shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I had plenty of do-rags, all different types of colors and shit. And I remember, like, overcompensating, everything I did was just extra, bro. It was just whack. And I remember coming to school one day and I had over, like, 11 do-rags, all different colors, just in my pocket. And I had the rags coming out my pocket, bro, like, just behind me, nigga. And where most niggas are just, like, have one probably at the back pocket and shit like that, bro, I'm walking around here looking like a 6'9 tail dragon, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out here, like, bro, like, it was bad, bro. I just, I'm surprised. You know what? Honestly, I'm not surprised that a lot of the things that happened to me, you know, looking back at it. And going back to the story, just aside, I just had to tell y'all how whack I was, man. But I had this friend, and I believe this was junior year. Now, remind you, you know, my mom was real protective, dad really strict, you know what I'm saying? And I know, I feel like my pops would have probably let me live a little bit more, but like I said, my mom is protective, but like, he won't try to have to answer my mom for that, you know, for anything that he allowed me to do. You understand? I mean, and I'll go into that a little bit later. So, my dad was very overprotective and stuff like that. So when it came to situations where, like, you know, as a boy trying to be a man, or should I say a teenager trying to become a man, you know, you have to go through certain things, you know, certain things got to happen, you know, and in those moments where it should have happened, you know, that's when my parents were intervened, right? And it's never a good look for me. It's never a good look for me because, you know what the opposition's thinking, and you know what people start to think after a while, oh, this boy, big soul. So now I'm out here in the streets on my own, overcompensating for what I feel like they think because of what my parents allowed them to think, because of them stopping some shit. And I'm not gonna go into that yet. So we're saying that they were real strict. You know, I used to go home, get my ass beat, bro. I was always on punishment, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, always on punishment. Anybody that know me, bro, would tell you I couldn't come outside, nigga. Like, I was on punishment, my nigga. Punishment. So my family would tell you, punishment. They had a time where they got hella memories without me there because I was on punishment. And it's crazy, bro. So with that being said, you know, I was real strict on shit. And one of the biggest things, like, my parents were real strict on was school. So I remember, like, I was already skipping school and failing grades and already doing the most. So I know that my last big push for, like, me passing and getting to my senior year would have been, like, the SOLs, would have been, like, the ESL. I forgot what they called them at the time. So, like, the testing period, right? Where you had to take the test at the end of the year and shit, your exams and shit, pretty much. So I knew I had to be in school and shit like this. Now, I was a person that was always getting into fights and getting suspended, getting in trouble. And, you know, my boy was in that shit. And he was one of those niggas, too. But he, you know, he was going through shit. He had beats. He had ops. You know, it's the way it is. Well, one day, you know, we was in the, you know, towards the end of the year, you know, they're doing shit different. We got everybody in the commons, the open commons, which is the cafeteria. And, you know, they selling donuts and shit for the fundraiser and shit like that. Like, it's one of those type of environments. Everybody's out there. And once again, you know, this is me and my boy. We always see each other and always look for each other, link up, click up, hang up, post up, talk about shit, chill, all that kind of shit, right? Fight breaks out, bro. All of a sudden, bro, and I'm not paying attention at the time, but all of a sudden, everybody starts looking at me, and they're going, yo, that's your boy, go. And I turn around, I think I'm standing there with a couple of girls at the time, and it's my boy, and he's fighting two individuals, and I'm looking at them, I'm looking at him, and he's holding his own, but it's two of them, so they're banking my boy, bro. And everybody's looking at me like, yo, and they already knew, like, oh, this nigga's gonna be on go. And everything in my body was like, you know what the fuck time it is. I dropped my book bag. I took off my jacket. I took two steps. And I stopped. And I watched that fight. They broke it up and this, that, and the third. Why? Why would I do that? Right? Why? The only thing that stopped me, bro, was because I was cool with getting suspended. I was like, all right, well, here's another 5 days. Because I'm about to get suspended, bro. Like, I'm about to go out. I'm about to go in. Win or lose, I can't let him go by himself. And I thought about my parents, bro. I thought about them. And I was like, yo, they're not going to forgive me. It's not like another suspension, right? You know, I've been kicked out of the school. I've been relocated to another school because I'm in bed. I've been kicked out of crib. Like, I've been so much of a burden to my parents, bro. Like, I've done so much. And it's like, now this is the last big push for schooling for me to even pass this grade. And if I get kicked out for 10 days right now, I mean, for 5 to 10 days right now, I will not pass. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no way I'll be able to test. Or at least that's what I'm assuming. Because maybe they would have had a program for me. I don't know. But in my eyes, I was like, yo, if I get suspended now, bro, it's like, I already be on punishment, bro. Like, niggas, they are sending me somewhere, bro. Like, I was so scared of my parents. And I didn't move, bro. Biggest bitch decision of my life. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like in my life, because although my parents are proud, right? Like, I mean, they didn't know about the situation. To this day, they don't know about the situation. Unless they hear this podcast today, they will never know that that happened. But, you know, of course they would be proud. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he didn't get involved. They didn't have to do it. Because that would have been all of the things they had to give to me. Like, that is not you. You just going to jump off the bridge and he jumped up. My pops would have understood. My pops would have understood. But it would have been one of those things where it's still like, yo, you're like, yo, academic, like, what you gonna do now? Yo, academics, that boy probably gonna pass because he was in school while you was skipping. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I know he would have understood it, but I'd have stayed, like, I don't know what I'd have went through. But the fact is that I let the fear of what my parents was gonna do to me because I would have got suspended to just let the third stop me from being there for my boy, which that should have trumped everything. And it's the biggest regret that I got. It's one of the biggest regrets that I got in my life. I swear to God, to this day, I have not, to this day, done anybody as dirty as I feel like I did my brother that day. And in my eyes, those actions are like mad unforgivable. You know what I'm saying? Mad unforgivable. And it took me a while, bro. Like, it took me a while to even bounce back from that, bro. I made a lot of bad decisions off that, just off of that right there. You know what I'm saying? To the point where I'm going to go into the second time that I got my ass beat, bro. And I'm going to give y'all a double whammy, bro. See, now I'm not the rambling. I'm going to fuck with y'all. Y'all going to get a good one today. So, going into it a little bit further, though. You know, so with that being said, when it comes to friendships and stuff like that, I learned that friendships, those bonds, man, those bonds are stronger than... Those bonds are stronger than you think, man. And they mean something, bro. And you got to fight for those, bro. And you got to do, you got to care for your friends. You got to care for the guys, bro. You got to do what you got to do for the guys, bro. You know what I'm saying? And especially when you know that they'll do that shit for you, bro. If you don't, that shit sticks with you. It stays with you. You know, you will feel that. And I don't know. I think about shit like that. And I just hope that my kids... know that, and I told you this whole story, and I even went all of this because I was thinking about my daughter, but I was saying all of this because, like, when I talk to them and I think about how they're being raised, like, I mean, how we're raising them and things like that, I just hope that they understand, like, I hope that they talk to me enough to know, to understand that I'm not gonna be like my parents were, to the point where it's like, I understand that certain things gotta happen. I don't know if, you know, women's life growing up are the same as dudes. Like, I never spoke to my sister every day to understand all of the things that she was going through growing up. You know what I'm saying? Because I was always out and about doing my own thing. But as for girls, I don't know if it's the same. But one thing that I'm going to make sure that she knows is, hey, for your gang, for your girls, for your squad, you get down. You understand? You get down. I don't care. Wrong or right, you get down. You correct them there. You know what I'm saying? You correct them later on, but in the moment, you ride for your friends. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's really life-threatening and they are being dumb as a bitch and you have told them they're being dumb as a bitch and that's a decision that they're choosing to make, that's, you know what I'm saying? If that one of them situations, nah. But other than that, you ride for your guys. Yeah. That's just the way it goes. You know, it's a situation that, I mean, it's something that I definitely have, you know, have built into me now. you know, it's to the point where, like I said, I overcompensated for people, you know what I'm saying? I overcompensated a lot, you know what I'm saying? Now that I'm, a, you know, now that I'm grown, I don't now, because I can really, I know where I'm at now. Like, I know who I am. I know where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I know what I'm capable of. And so with that, you know, there's a new level of acceptance where it's like, bro, like, it is what it is. I'm not who I was in high school. So it's like all of those stories and stuff where a majority of the times a lot of people rely and live off of their high school glories. I don't have a lot of high school glories. So for me, you know, I live off of the accomplishments and things that I've made post high school and the life that I made for myself. So that's what I stand on to be the man that I am today. You know, what I will say is, I lost my train of thought, bro. I was going to say something else with that. But yeah, overcompensated a lot, you know, definitely overcompensated a lot, you know. With overcompensation, bro, with how I was overcompensating a lot, bro, I used to get into a lot of shit that was purposely avoidable, bro. Like, let me reword that. I used to get into a lot of shit that was, like, purely my fault. Things I had no business of doing. I turned on friends that I had no business of doing, this, that, and the third. I used to do things for just sporadic, weird reasons. And one day, everybody, just being a bandwagon boy, everybody was talking shit about this one guy that was kind of my friend, you know, a little bit. Like, you know, I knew of him, we were cordial. You know, went, like, kind of had the same history that we just kind of fell apart. Like, you know, I've known him since we were young, though. You know what I'm saying? I knew his mom, you know. But, you know, we just grew up and followed other people, you know what I'm saying? So we just had two different cliques and shit like that, you know, never know which shit or anything like that, but just, you know, just knew with each other. But we were cool, whatever. Dap each other up when I'm walking by, when I'm walking by the gang or whatever. But anyway, everybody was talking shit about him because he did something, I forgot. And he was beefing with my boy, with one of my other boys at the time. And, I was like, you got beef with him or whatever, whatever. And I was, and the thing is that I was like, I think I was fucked up because I used to, if I was in school, I was stuck at the bus stop. And my sisters hated me, bro. I spoke at the bus stop, bro. And so I'd be at school smacked, dog. And so I guess I was feeling myself this morning. And I remember, bro, niggas, they mentioned his name once and said, yeah, I don't like this nigga, man. Yeah, whatever they might say. And I said, oh, yeah? All right. I walk up to where that nigga's posting up, and I just slow down, and I look at him. I said, bro, that nigga right there, bitch. And everybody was like, wait, what? And niggas was laughing at first because niggas didn't think it was, like, didn't take me serious. Niggas was like, yo, quick play. And the homie looked at me and was like, bro, quick play. And I was like, nah, bro, heard you got a problem with my homie, da-da-da-da-da, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I told my homie, don't worry about it, you bitch. And my homie was standing there with me and a couple other people, and I said, that's why I was like, bro, if this the nigga right here, right? I said, bro, yeah, like I told you, I'm saying this in his presence, bro. Like, he's bitch, bro, don't worry about none of that, bro. He ain't finna do nothing, like, none of that, whatever, whatever. And everybody was like, oh, shit, like, this nigga, like, he's violent, like, that's a violation, you know what I'm saying? And I was feeling myself. And the thing is that at the moment, I was ready to fight then and there. Like, in my mind, I was like, I'm going to make him do something, and we can fight right here. Because at this moment, that's where I'm feeling it, right? I wasn't mad at this guy. I didn't have any ill intentions to him. I just, you know, he was mad at the homie. So I was like, hey, bro, you mad at the game? I got it. It is what it is. Once again, overcompensating, right? Bruh, when I tell you, bruh, this nigga got mad. He got mad. And I mean, crying mad. Like, not even crying on some bitch. Like, you know what I mean when I say crying mad? Like, the tears rolled, but he was... And niggas was like, don't even do it. Don't even do it, right? Whole day goes by. Like, and I'm seeing this nigga in the hallways. He's staring at me. Every time I see this nigga, bro, we could be in a whole cafeteria and shit. There could be a lot of commotion. And throughout that commotion, bro, you'll see one steel thing just standing there. You'll look through all of the commotion, and that nigga don't even sway while he's standing. He's just standing perfectly still, making eye contact with you, head down, just bro, in his mind, counting minutes and seconds, dog. I'm like, and I'm not thinking nothing of it. Because once again, I put myself in a situation, high, being stupid. I'm not thinking about nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm not thinking about no consequences of these actions. I'm not mad. I'm not in no position to try to fight nobody. I don't care no more. Like, it's lunchtime. I'm about to slip in a couple of minutes anyway. So I leave after lunch, grab my food. I leave after lunch. You know what I'm saying? I get to the crib. No. I don't leave this day. That's right. I was trying to skip, but I could not skip that day. So my homie didn't drive up to school that day. So I said, fuck it. We sitting up until, I remember we waited to, rode the bus home. On the ride the bus home, because we had two periods after that. It was advanced PE, which that's why I was okay with staying, because we had advanced PE, which that just means I get to chill. And then after that, what was my last period of the day? I'm trying to remember, but it's just so long ago. I don't remember. But I think, I want to say it was some whack shit, but never mind. But either way, I was, you know, so I was riding the bus home. And, you know, niggas is just talking and chilling and shit like that. Like, we're not worried about shit. We just talking and chilling. We planning on, you know, just smoking, running up and down the neighborhood, doing what we usually do after school or whatever. So, we get off the bus, sure enough, we outside, we chilling, running up and down the school, whatever. You know, I mean, running up and down the neighborhood, doing whatever. All of a sudden, a car pulls up. A car pulls up, bro. And niggas was like, yo, what is this doing? What is this doing? Like, what is that homie doing? And I'm like, who? I'm like, that nigga Dorn. I'm like, okay. So that's what the nigga used to call himself, man, Dorn. And so niggas would say, man, if that's that nigga Dorn, man, and I used to talk shit like, oh, if that's that nigga Dorn, I'm gonna have to, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have to be chopping that shit up, bro. This nigga got out the car, bro. And this nigga played football. He played football at the time. He had a game that day, I believe. Or practice or something like that. So, like, it was one of those, like, yeah, you gotta make it quick. You know what I'm saying? Whoever dropped him off, like, you gotta make this quick. That nigga pulled up and walked up to me. He was like, yo, what's all that shit you talking about? And I'm just like, yeah, let's get it. We get to throwing punches, bro. Boom, boom, boom. We get to exchanging. We just finally all setting, bro. He gets one good hit off on me, bro. Boom. It like clips like my ear. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hits like my temple and slides through my, you know, slides past my ear and shit. But I felt it though. You know what I'm saying? I felt it. Not gonna count. And when I felt that, bruh, you know, I just, once again, I didn't want to fight no more, bruh. I turned around. I'm like, he hit me, bro. And I turned, I said, oh shit. And I turned my back. And within that split of a second, bruh, this nigga done picked me up and was like, boom. And slam my shit on the asphalt, bro. And I'm telling you, bro. Oh my fucking God, bro. I was so fucking mad, bro. I was so fucking mad. That nigga got up, like, but before I got up, he had gotten the motherfucking car. No. He didn't, bro. When I had landed, dog, I remember these exact words, dog. He started kicking me, bro. He started doing this little stomping shit. And the stomps weren't that hard because I noticed that he had more to say than he was trying to stomp. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was one of those, you get your ass beat, your mom telling you that you did it wrong. He was like kicking me in my back and he said, got me out here fucking up my J's and shit. The most gangster shit I've ever heard, bro. It was the most gangster shit I've ever heard. You know, at the time, bro, right? And I'm sitting here, like, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, he's beating my ass. Like, and he done got off a cool little line on me and shit. Like, and the only thing I kept thinking of was, like, it was just, I had no business in that situation. Like, I had no business here. Like, I had no problems with this man. I done went and fucked this man's whole day up. Like, I'm living my life not thinking about none of this. And this man has been plotting his revenge since 8 o'clock that morning. You understand? He was not fucking around. And I wasn't prepared for the fight. I wasn't supposed to be in this fight. You know what I'm saying? I had no business even doing this, bro. Like, I did all of this to myself, bro. And I was just, like, pissed. And I got up, and he got in his car, bro. He got home the car, and they swerved off, bro. And that's, and let me speak to you about some gangster shit, bro. You know, I'll give niggas a prop, bro. You gotta be a G-ass nigga, bro, to plot your revenge all day. Know you got a game that day. Still drive out to a nigga neighborhood, fade that nigga up, win the fight, and then come back to, then come back to the game and lose. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, we lost a lot. But like, nigga, it was one of those things. When I got up off the floor, and I remember all of the girls and everybody standing up to me like, yo, what happened? And I, you know, it was the first time in my entire life that I had literally no excuse. I got up off the floor, bro, missing every chin hair I was trying to grow at the time, nigga. My chin was pink, nigga. No cap. And I remember getting on the bus the next day, and niggas was like, oh, you ain't finna grow chin. You not finna grow chin hair for some shit. Niggas, they weren't lying. Had to cut the ugliest scab on my shit. Like, I look fucked. And like, but it was an L I had to wear, I had to take. And when I got up off the floor and all them girls and everybody was looking at me, bro, hell, I think even my sister was out there, bro. All I told them, I was like, bro, I had no business. That nigga was mad as a bitch. And I don't want to try to fight that. Like, I had no business, bro. And what's funny is that I feel like, once again, you know, sometimes a good ass beat changed perspectives. Because, you know, at the same time, like, me and homie ended up being cool as a bitch, bro. Like, me and homie ended up being mad cool as a bitch. And, you know, coming over to the crib, smoking and shit like that. And I remember telling him, like, hey, bro. Like, and I'm just glad I got this off. Because I was like, hey, bro. Because I remember telling him, and of course, it's from after some time has passed. And I'm like, yeah, bro. You know, we laughing about it. I was like, yeah, bro. I had no business in that shit, bro. I don't know what the fuck I was on at the time and shit like that. I told him, I said, but you can't do that shit again, though. You can't do that shit no more. Like, that's, you know, you got your one, but don't think like, oh, I'm beating this nigga ass anytime I feel like it. Like, that's not, you can't. And then, you know, he's like, nah, that's respect. He's like, I can tell that. He's like, it's too easy. And like, I know you weren't trying to fight. And I was like, see, and then that pissed me off. He's like, it was too easy. I'm like, okay, bitch. But, I say that to say this, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, you learn, you know, you definitely learn, you know. Sometimes it's a balance to shit, man. I feel like there's a balance, but I taught me there's a balance. And that's why when it comes to my kids, man, I just feel like I have to let them go through what they're going to go through, because if not, you know what I'm saying, they may find themselves overcompensating to try to, you know, prove to themselves that they're worthy of even calling themselves a good friend. You know, that's what I was trying to do. And even though my heart wasn't in it, even though some of these friends that I was so-called defending weren't even worthy of that kind of loyalty from me, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, you learn a lot. You learn a lot over time. You know, I thank God that I had the peoples that I did have, because, you know, when I did bring them certain situations and stuff, you know, they definitely navigated my issues with grace. And that's what makes me that level-headed person I am, to kind of break down my problems and situations today the way I do, even though I go on a lot of rants. It's, you know, it is what it is. You know, I wanted to share that with y'all, bro, because it was, like I said, it's the second time I got my ass beat. You know, it was all my motherfucking fault, like I promised you. I told y'all, you know, I ain't afraid to be wrong. I ain't afraid to tell y'all even embarrassing things about myself. Once again, it ain't who I am now. I can always speak about my past, because that's what makes me, you know, that's what makes me who I am. With that, I do want to give y'all this last story. You know, during those times when we were actually skipping school and stuff, I was to hang with this different group of friends, and we did we had all kinds of different experiences, man. We used to do so many different things, bro. You know, right? We went out fishing, went out to the river, went just sit around tattooing and all that. But there's so many different stories, and I might get into some of those on season 4. So I want you to be on the lookout for that. Just the chronicles of the skipping, like that. Just some skipping chronicles, dog. Like, we have some legendary stories, bro. And so I'm gonna set the premise. Well, I ain't gonna set the premise yet, but we gonna talk about that later on a later date. On the meantime, I do have a little gift for y'all. I have a recording this recording is the reason why I brought up the whole the skipping saga and everything. I have a recording that I recorded a while back of me and one of my good friends. He's an old head. He's literally like a brother to me, man. Like an older brother to me. He's helped me out a lot. Has been there for me and my fam. You know, knows my kids, knows my wife. he's our family friend. He's just there for us, be there for him. And I was sitting with him one time, and we got to talking and shit, and we started talking about Salvia. And, you know, he knows I have the podcast or whatever. And I was like, bro, I got to record this. I was like, you know, because I kept telling him, I was like, our conversations are way too legendary for me not to capture some of this. And so on this particular day, I actually did set the phone down and I had it recording for a good chunk of time. And I happened to catch this gem because I was reading, I was listening back to it through all of my audio files not too long ago. And I happened to capture this gem. So just to put some, you know, some give it a little introduction. I'm at my boy's house. You're going to hear a TV in the background making a lot of noise, especially in the beginning of the audio clip recording. And it's pretty much me and my boy, we sitting on the couch, bro. We're just kind of talking about Salvia stories. You know, now he was about, shit, like 15, 16 years older than I am. So even, I feel like even the Salvia that we were smoking different, like varies because, you know, his, you know, at the time he was smoking Salvia, I feel like Salvia was a different beast than what it is now. So I give you that warning that the audio is going to be a little, yeah. And I did give you a little bit of a clip in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? There was a little bit of a piece from the, I took a piece from the main audio snippet. So you heard a little bit of how that's going to sound a little bit in the beginning. So that's a little treat that I'll leave y'all with. And, you know, just like I said, just some gems that me and my boy go through. We were both smacked. You know what I'm saying? He was drunk as hell. All he does is drink religiously. So we was at his crib just cutting up. So if we sound goofy as hell, I'm always laughing and I sound stupid as a motherfucker, bro. But hey, like I said, we was all just, you know, we having a good time, man. We having a good time. So just bear through the audio and hopefully you enjoy the little video. I mean, enjoy the little, you know, little story at the end. Hopefully you enjoyed the stories I told y'all today. And hopefully y'all enjoyed this finale, man. I appreciate y'all being here for the ride. I feel like this is getting a good one. You know, I ain't even had this energy at the beginning of this, but look at that. Just talking to y'all brings the best out of me. So we're definitely going to keep this ball rolling. Just to set some expectations, season 4 is going to be a while away. So, you know, I'll keep y'all updated as things get, as things get set up and get done. So be out on the lookout for that. But with that, I bid y'all adieu. I love y'all. Done.
I used to live out the road, you know, walking the road. My spot was Hooters by Chipotle Town Center Mall.
You said Hooters?
Yes, by Chipotle Town Center Mall. I would hang out, fuck the servers, and some of the cooks. I'd hang out with them and shit. But anyway, so I was a regular in the bitch. But anyway, I was working at Applebee's at the time. And I was with this guy. I don't know his real name. We call him OTC. So, because every time the screen would get filled up, he was like, this is off the chain. This is off the chain. So
his, for real?
So his OTC. Movie came OTC. That's just what we knew him by.
Off the chain.
Yep. So he was just like, this is off the chain. he's just going to be getting pummeled over there.
Right.
But anyway, so he was a lot older than I was. I was like 21 years old. And he was probably 34 or 35. So he was an old head to me. And I was driving. Okay. I was driving back then.
Okay.
All right. So our server, you know, I didn't know her. She was new. All right. So I was like, you know, talking to her, you know, rapping to her.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like, but see, all the other ones liked it. I could kind of feel some tension there. I could feel some tension. I was like, what's going on? I'm gonna keep trying.
She didn't like your ass.
She didn't. Yeah. I don't know why. But, probably because I was a customer. But she was like a legit Hooters waitress. Like, I ain't taking this shit. She gave me no love. But anyway, so we stay there until it closed. I always stay there until it closed. So yeah. I'd be in that bitch to like 1-2 o'clock in the morning.
That's what real niggas, you know what I'm saying?
I'd be in that bitch.
Yeah.
All right. So
yeah.
I'm in that bitch. It's like 12:30. All
right.
You know, we drank it still.
Hold on, bro. Hold on. You did Salvia at work, bro?
No, I didn't work there.
Oh, you just up that bitch.
I was off the, I was working at Applebee's at the time.
Okay, okay. You
know, I was up, that was my spot.
Okay.
You know, so, and fucking her boyfriend and his boy came up there.
All right.
And they sat down beside us at the bar.
All right.
You know, and we just fucking started rapping and talking and shit.
All right.
You know, and he, you know, I could feel it. I knew why he was there.
Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't care. I was bent. I didn't give a fuck. Like, I just didn't care.
Yeah, so he was trying to feel the situation. Now, he was
but we wasn't out of pocket towards each other.
Facts. That's what's up. So he came on some respectful shit.
To an extent. At first, I just knew. It was like, all right. I know why he's here.
So you were smooth, nigga. You just talked that
but
shit.
But I'm just like, I don't know. It was weird. It was weird. It was a weird situation. But anyway. his boy started saying, y'all want to try some salvia? And I was like, salvia? The fuck is that? And he's like, some shit I got at Myrtle Beach. And he started trying to explain it to me. He's blah, blah, blah.
How did he explain it?
And he even charged us for it.
How did he explain it, though?
I can't remember. Long time. We talked 17 years ago. That's nice. I don't remember.
You say he charged you for it?
He did, like $5. Something like that for a hit. All right. And I was like, okay, no problem. I'll try it.
Boy.
I was drunk. I was fucked up. I wanted to get fucked up so bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We get in the car. OTC does it first. He's sitting. We're in like a hatchback car. I'm crunched up in the back, you know, and my boy's in the passenger seat.
Okay.
He hits it first, and all he does is like laugh hysterically, like a little kid.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to hit this.
Look fun, don't
it? I can't wait to hit this. I hit the bitch.
Okay.
You know where the Hooters is? You know where the Hooters is?
This can't be going good. You know, hey, you know where the Hooters is, right?
You know where the Hooters is by Chismetown Center Mall?
Yes, I do.
You know where it's located? It's got that hotel stand right there.
Yep.
All right. I hit it. The next thing I remember, I was at the food court at fucking Chismetown Center Mall. They told me I had got out of the car, pushed everybody out the way, and fucking ran. Fucking fastest he's ever seen a white boy run.
Are you serious?
From here,
bro?
like run. You know, I was like, was I jogging? He's like, no. Dog, we thought the police was out here. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen anybody run that fast.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you don't remember what you saw or nothing.
That's not even the craziest part.
Bruh,
stop. Not even the craziest part. So I walked back after I had ran. You know, I didn't realize at that time because I had just woke up.
Yeah.
Wow, I was like, why am I so fucking tired?
Did you wake up or did you like come to standing up and shit?
Oh, standing up, came to. I was in the right Chestertown Center where the food court is. That's where I was standing. I was standing right there just looking at it. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what the fuck? So that's when I came back and what the fuck happened? Because I didn't do, I blacked out.
Yeah, and that was a walk, bro. A run.
I ran. I mean, damn. But anyway, so I come back and I'm like, what the fuck happened? Blah, blah, blah. And that's what they told me. And for all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I guess my boy felt that same tension that was in Hooters. He knew too. He had to have known because I knew. I was 21.
Okay.
He had to have known. You know what I'm saying? He's 35, 34 years old.
Yeah.
He had to have known.
But know what, though?
Why they were there. You know, I was hitting on his girl.
Oh, so life. So even with all of this, they still had a certain little, like,
No, they were all cool. It was a bitch. They were treating us to, at least I thought, loud us in their car. You know, I mean, yeah, they charged for the salvia, but they were fucking like, you know, they were very homely.
Hey, yo, my nigga said, I don't like them. They don't like us. We gotta get.
So this motherfucker. Yo. All right, so he gets out. We're standing up outside. Again, this is now like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, turn that down.
This is 1 o'clock in the morning. And we're, again, right in front of Hooters. There's nothing out of this. It's, other than a little bit of lights from the store, it's black. There's no cars on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing. For some reason, I don't know why, but one of the dudes had a watch on his hand.
Okay.
And OTC out of nowhere. So give me that fucking watch. He started fucking grabbing for his watch out of nowhere. I swear on everything I love, bro. And I'm standing there, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Bro, wait a minute.
And the guy backs up. He says, no, give me that fucking watch. After that, she got me fucked up. So I'm in a parking lot. This is one of my most epic lines. I love this one. So, hey, you have a parking spot.
Yeah.
All right. And they're standing there. And for some reason, because he did that, now I'm like, all right, well, I got to back him up and tell him he's wrong later.
Yeah, facts. And that's a real nigga, bro. Don't tell him he's wrong in the moment, bro. You got to fight now, talk so later.
He was so wrong. But I instantly got so mad, bro. I was so mad. I went from like, fucking weirded out.
Yeah.
To like, all right, you gotta watch these motherfuckers. So, all right, hospitality's there.
They're cool.
They're all right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We good. I won't hit on this girl anymore. We good. I'm running to the mall. And I'm half.
Yeah.
Now this motherfucker's trying to rob them. But it's my boy.
That's the homie, yeah.
I mean, he was riding shotgun in my whip.
Yeah, yeah.
I slept in his crib.
Yeah.
So, I'm in the parking spot, and the two dudes, they're over here, like kind of standing inside, but one of the lines.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Are these white dudes or black dudes?
One of them was, the story gets better. Yeah, it doesn't get better, but I actually ended up meeting them later on in life, too.
Facts.
All right, but, one of them was like Puerto Rican.
Okay.
And the other one was like Mexican or some shit.
Damn.
So they,
Damn.
So I'm standing there. And after that shit, you can tell they're kind of standoffish. They're not really coming, they're not leaving. They're not doing anything. They're just standing. And I just told them, I said, anybody that's in between these lines, I'm getting fucked up.
Oh, for real?
Yep. And as soon as I said that, the motherfuckers walk behind the line. You, brown nose. I swear to you, true story. But from there, they got in their car and fucking started going down fucking Midlothian Turnpike. I mean, not Midlothian Turnpike, courthouse.
Yeah.
We followed.
Y'all wanted smoke, bro. And he didn't take that watch off, did he?
He didn't get the watch. He didn't get it. He didn't get it. No.
So y'all followed these niggas, bro.
We followed them. And we got to a couple lights, and we fucking tossed shit into the cars, which was stupid.
Yeah,
it was stupid.
Young niggas.
But not OTC, though. OTC tried to get out the car, and they sped through the red light. Yeah.
Oh, OTC a wild boy.
Oh, no, he was.
Yeah, that's a wild boy.
Oh, no, oh, yeah, no.
What kind of fucking sound did y'all have, nigga? That's some real authentic ass thoughts. Oh,
you gotta understand, this was fucking 2005.
Okay. I had salvia, bro. It had to be, what, 2011, 12? But yeah,
I want to smoke it again.
You're wildly. No, not the shit that we have today. Because that shit is straight hallucinogen, bro. Hallucinogen. You will see shit. My experience with salvia and my friend's experience with salvia.
I never see shit. No.
Oh, nigga.
I'm blacked out.
So did I ever tell you about the situation I had with salvia, bro?
Uh-uh.
My nigga. So I told you, as I told you all the time, bro, I used to always skip school and shit. My junior and senior year, bro. Goddamn, every time we used to skip school, I had a group of friends that we used to always go to his crib. He had a shed in the backyard. Inside this shed, the bongs, the two couches and shit, TVs, mini fridge. It was just, that's the spot. That was our Applebee's. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So we was in that bitch, bro. Sometimes I'm crashing over that shit. Like, we was in that bitch. And You know, we sitting in a circle one day, and he's like, man, I got this salvia. I'm like, where'd you get it from? You know what I'm saying? And my boy always had the same saying, but every time you ask him where he got something, he used to always just say, my boy. And he used to fuck me up, because I just, like, he doesn't know it. Like, we go to the same place. We do the same shit. Like, who is this boy? Like, who is this guy? But that's him on there. But anyway, he used to be like, my boy. And he had it in, like, a dirty Ziploc bag, bro. Like, not a dirty Ziploc, but like a dirty little, you know what I'm saying? One of them little junks. And so I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, that look like weed. He's like, nah, but it's not. Now, everything that we did, you know, every time we smoked, we had a big ass bong and we'll pass a bong around between each other, repack the bong and just get back at it and shit like that. I fucked around and gave him, I mean, he fucked around and packed a bong for me. Nah, packed a bong for my boy first. My boy hits the bong, man. And at first, he does the exact same shit you said. Like, he's sitting there. He's staring off into space. And then finally, like, somebody asks him. So I think somebody says, hey, bro, you good? And once he looks up, he just starts laughing. Oh, yeah. Hysterically. So just like you said, bro, I'm looking at him laugh. And I'm like, bro, this look fun as a bitch. Like, yo, pack me up one now. My boy was like, hey, I got you. He giggling and shit, and I should have saw the red flags early. But, like, I'm sitting here like, dog, like, pack me up now. While he's packing me up, bro, homie, all of a sudden, dog, he goes from laughing to going like, oh. And, like, I told you, we got two couches in the room. He starts climbing up the couch backwards. And so we're looking at him like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck do you got going on and shit? Man. He told me, I tell you what he told me afterwards and shit, because at that time I'm holding the bong and shit. I'm looking at him like, what the fuck is going on with him? But in the time, like, all of this is happening, my boy had passed that joint to me. So I'm holding it and, you know, I'm like, fuck it. Like, bottoms up. I'm already hitting that bitch. So I ain't gonna lie, I was scared. So where I would normally hit a bong rip and clear that shit, I didn't do that this time. I made sure to fuck around and like hit that bitch light just enough to make it look like I got a whole, you know what I'm saying, a whole lung full. Nigga, I blew that joint out and I told myself, I said, whatever happens, fight it, because I don't know what's about to happen. I was sitting there, I was trying to play it cool. I said, don't react, don't do nothing. And you really feel that laughing feeling, like you feel it coming up. And it's so scary because you have no control over it. Like, you're feeling it creeping up. And so I'm fighting it. I'm like, don't laugh. I said, don't, whatever you do, don't laugh. And my boy said, hey, bro, you good? Funniest words I've ever heard in my life. You understand?
I get it. I get it completely, man.
I laughed so hard I couldn't breathe, bro. And then finally, bro, a lot of you not, dog. I looked at, like, I'm looking around the room. I'm laughing and shit. As I'm laughing, bro. All right. So imagine you got this dress. You got this right here and this right here. And all of a sudden you see a pole extend from this and connect to that as fast as like that. Like as quick as you can blink, a pole shoots out of that object and just binds into that object. Next thing you know, something else, some random object in the room shoots out a beam and connects to another object. Shit started connecting to each other. It almost looked like a screensaver on an old TV, on an old computer. You know when they used to have the lines that go all over the screen and shit?
No.
You don't? I should have known. But I ain't even gonna hold you. I knew better. I'm sorry. But dead ass, bro, everything started connecting to each other, bro, and it freaked me the fuck out because, like, I'm like, yo, like, what the fuck is going on? I started freaking out when all of a sudden, like, after it seemed that everything is connected to each other, and, like, the refrigerator, like, the mini fridge we have, like, the pole started coming towards me. It wasn't going as fast as everything else. It was going slow, and I was like, oh, my God. I was terrified, bro. And before it could reach my body, bro, like, I could see my body, like, trying to open up. Like, I'm serious. I'm not playing, bro. I'm not even trying to be funny. I saw my stomach, like it was my stomach, and it like opened up like a hole. And it was like a graphic thing. Like, I'm looking at my organs and nothing, but it's like a black hole. And it was like trying to like let the pole come in. And I was like, oh, nah. And before that shit could really reach me, bro, it's like I snapped out of it. And I looked at my boys, bro, and I was like, what the fuck just happened, bro?
It didn't last long.
It doesn't.
Now, like a minute to 2 minutes?
But the, like, for you in the experience, bro, like, how long was it? Like, you ran all the way to, how long was that, bro?
I don't know. Probably maybe 30 seconds, I guess. Maybe, bro, I didn't get away to 30 seconds. It had to be like 10 seconds.
It had to be a minute. Like, I ain't gonna cap. But at the end of the day, it's like, when you're in the experience, bro.
Shit, I can fucking run from, I can do that now. I can run fucking from Hooters to Chisholm Townsend or Food Court in less than a minute.
Yeah, I believe it. With
no cars in the parking lot?
Yeah. Four sprint?
Yeah.
Cigarette every day? You capping.
I promise you. I'll bet you any amount of money you want.
Oh, I kind of want to take this up, but it's not like we can live. We can leave right
whatever
now.
Whatever you want to do. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
And I won't even practice. All right, bro. I can't run from there to there in a minute. There's no way.
But I'll stop.
I'll fucking jog halfway there and then sprint to the end.
Okay.
Right. I'm telling you, I promise you.
I ain't even gonna challenge you, bro, because you're too confident. I ain't about to fuck with that. You know what I'm saying? And it's not like we about to drive out there right now.
No way. I impress myself every time.